Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Midnight Pursuits by L. Kennedy. Narrated by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. Nothing beat a cup of steaming hot coffee in the dead of winter, at least in Ethan Hayes' humble opinion. As he stepped onto the enormous cedar deck of the chalet-style house, Ethan was unbelievably grateful for the heat of the ceramic mug seeping into his cold fingers. February in Vermont meant biting cold temperatures, buckets of snow, and frigid wind, but he wasn't complaining about his surroundings. The isolated house and surrounding area were so idyllic, he'd be a total moron to find fault in them. He approached the wooden railing and gazed at the snow-capped peaks of the mountains in the distance. White mist shrouded the jagged tips, giving off a ghostly vibe. And dozens of feet below the deck, a sheet of pure white snow covered the hills and valleys that made up the landscape. Tall pines jutted proudly from the land, branches swaying in the early morning breeze. A postcard, that's what it looked like. And Ethan found it hard to believe that a woman with the cold and deadly nickname Queen of Assassins had ever lived in such a beautiful slice of heaven. Then again, Noelle had given the house away without batting an eye, so clearly the blonde assassin hadn't been too attached to the place. He just hoped she didn't spring a surprise visit on him while he was here. Noelle made him damn nervous, and he had no desire to spend any quality time with the woman. He'd just taken a sip of coffee when his cell phone rang. He wasn't surprised to find Trevor's number flashing on the screen. He'd been expecting the call.